No, there's no question that as new immigrants come here, we're intrigued by their foods, their status in discovering that first Peruvian place in town. But often there's an assumption that newcomers want to learn about how to live from us instead of us learning from them. International journalist Claudia Kochler has another take. She lays it out in her book, The Immigrant Advantage: What We Can Learn from Newcomers to America About Health, Happiness, and Hope. Claudia, good to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
You know, in your book, you talk about different aspects of immigrant life, saving money, courting, families, socializing, living together. But there is one thing that you talk about that's intriguing. It's called monthly rice, and it comes out of the Vietnamese community.
Sure, and I will even attempt to say it for you, although I don't get the tones correct, but it's called Com Tang, C-O-M, space T-H-A-N-G. And the basic idea is subscribing to meals that traditionally are delivered to your house, and you can subscribe on a monthly basis. They are cheap, homemade, composed of the freshest, least expensive things from the market that day, and they're for working families who still intensely value eating together, even if it's 9 o'clock at night, and eating real food.
Well, but what's the difference between this and just, you know, setting up something with a restaurant?
Right, or takeout, essentially, right?
Yeah, essentially.
There are two big things. One of them is that it's not restaurant food. And even in Houston, some restaurants do monthly rice. You really have to ask around, but the cuisine is different. And this is where one of my many guides for this book really spelled it out for me. It's not fancy. It's not beautiful. It's got less salt, less oil. It's there are fewer crackly, crunchy, deep-fried things that may be more expensive to make.
Mm-hmm.
So the food is more simple. It's home food. It's also food that does well if it's heated for a long time. There are things that are braised, not flash fried.
Right.
Because they're for working people who get home, and they might even be eating them later on in the evening. So that's the one thing. The other big difference is the price. It's extremely inexpensive, and the price may have crept up over the years, but it's still, when I did it with my family, we got a meal for four people for $8, and that included delivery. And the way it's so cheap is that, again, it's simple food. You don't have a lot of say. They have a great repertoire, the people who do this, but they're basically cooking what's the best deal and what's most economical for them that day. So the only obligation is it has to be so delicious that you keep on paying your subscription.
And is this something that comes out of Vietnam, or is it something that's evolved when people came to this country and, you know, started working?
It is something that came from Vietnam, and it evolved in the United States, too. And what I was told was it was often for male scholars or people in the military who still had been raised with this ethic. You eat with your family at night, and in fact, there's something unwholesome, unhealthy physically and perhaps even spiritually / psychologically about eating alone. It's just bad practice. And so in Vietnam, traditionally, these guys would get delivered to them, or even more intriguingly, they would pay a subscription to eat with a family in order to have the family experience along with a meal. And that, I knew one person who did that in the United States. He went to school in the Midwest, and his parents found him a Vietnamese family with whom he could have dinner. And there's a little extra tradition attached to this, which still lives on, which is if you're a homemaker and you're making a little extra money by bringing in a young student to eat a meal with your family every night, why not choose the best, most promising student who is most outstanding in his studies just in case your daughter and he fall in love?
It's an interesting way to case out a future son-in-law. Mm-hmm. Not a bad thought. Who does this?
In Houston, which is where I really studied it, and also in California, lots and lots of people do it, and it's professionals. These are the consumers. It's really exclusively Vietnamese, and it was hard for me to break in, but so worth it. It's people who work long hours. It's inexpensive, so sometimes it's people who don't make a lot of money, but it's also doctors and lawyers and women engineers who still have this traditional expectation that they're going to provide food for the family, even though they're working as long hours as everybody else.
Thanks so much for talking with us, Claudia.
Thank you.
Claudia Kochler is author of The Immigrant Advantage, What We Can Learn from Newcomers to America About Health, Happiness, and Hope.